Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Podcasts, where we are going to be talking about another new release movie, maybe not quite as new as yesterday's was, but this one is definitely still a new one, and it's one I've been getting a lot of requests to do, so my apologies on getting this one done late. But the movie that we're going to be talking about today is called Madam Web. Now, if you have not heard about this yet, this one is, of course, a Marvel movie. But it's being done not necessarily in the typical Marvel fashion. Now, diehard Marvel fans are probably already going to be somewhat familiar with the story. Whether or not it's staying accurate to that, I don't know, because I'm not familiar with necessarily the base story that this is based off of. But I will say that this, if you're at all a fan of the Spider-Man franchise, this is one that you're going to want to check out. Just because this is kind of the prequel to the whole Spider-Man thing, and it's a prequel to Peter Parker's parents and to Uncle Ben and the kind of the whole thing and how everything plays out. But that's not necessarily what the story is about. So I know that probably seems a little bit confusing. I do want to go ahead and say, Madam Web, I did give it an innocent rating. There's a couple scenes that are maybe a little intense, but nothing that would necessarily give it a stricter rating other than that. Now, score-wise, that one I'm going to make you wait. Now you're probably thinking, okay, you're not consistent at all on where you give us that. It really depends on the movie. It really does depend on the movie. So, yeah, this is one of those ones that you're going to have to wait around a little, just a little bit longer to find out what the score is that I gave this. But in this one, you have Cassie, and she loves to study spiders, and I think the study of bugs is called entomology. I probably should have looked that up before I started recording this morning, but I didn't. But so she went down to the Peruvian Amazon rainforest in search of this particular spider. Now, the reason that she was actually going down there isn't necessarily one you might think, and I can't tell you what it was because that would be a major spoiler in the movie. But along the way, she ends up in some perils and stuff with her health, with her own personal health, and what happens because of that really kind of leads to the rest of the movie. And I'm gonna have to go back here because I totally goofed up. The mom's name was Constance, the daughter's name is Cassie, so that totally was my bad on that. I got Constance and Cassie backwards, but Constance was the mom, Cassie was the kid. Now, their last name just happened to be Webb. Now, I will give you just a moment to think about that for a second. That kind of ties in a big part of what's happening here. But so Cassie grew up in foster care and just kind of grew up in the system, and thankfully she ended up with a really great family, and she was just living her life to the best of her abilities. Then when it turns out that somebody else that had known her mother kind of ends up with the technology to be able to glimpse pieces of the future, and he sees his ultimate demise, and so he's determined to put an end to the people that have a direct result in his demise. Now, don't worry, none of that is a spoiler or anything, because I'm not giving you actually any details on that at all. But so he ends up chasing after these people, and that one of them happens to also be Cassie. But how are the other people involved, and how is Cassie connected to any of them? That's where the story really starts to get a little bit complicated and a little convoluted and almost maybe loses its way a little bit. It really tries to keep the story going, and then when Cassie starts to develop some abilities due to Constance being down in the rainforest years ago around these spiders, it ended up changing something in Cassie, so it kind of leads into things. Now, I'm not talking like Spider-Man web shooting kind of things. This is on a completely different playing field on this. But kind of how this all comes together, and Cassie has these new friends, and of course somehow everybody is connected to this, the guy that now wants to stop all of them before they stop him, literally. And one of the lines I really liked in the movie is, the best thing about the future is that it hasn't happened yet. In other words, our futures are not predetermined. Our future is not a thing that is set in stone. We have the, and that, yes, that was my chair. We have the ability to make our own choices. We have the ability to form our own paths as we go. And it really is all about the decisions that we make along the way. And that is something that Cassie really has to learn the hard way with all of this, along with the other people that she gets involved with. I guess I can't give too much away on that because that would clearly be spoilers. Another really important part of this movie kind of ties in, and this is kind of where maybe, because it definitely is, but it's kind of where it ties into the Parker family a little bit. But it says, to see the future clearly, you have to heal the wounds of your past. Now, you may be thinking, okay, how are the wounds of the past, what does that have anything to do with Spider-Man, Peter Parker? Well, that's, like I said, this story goes a bunch of different directions. It probably could have been a couple different movies, to be honest, because it has promise, and it starts to go down the paths where it's like, okay, this is where this is going to go. And then it goes somewhere else. And I wouldn't say it's confusing, but it's one that if you sit down to watch it, you will probably need to sit down to watch it more than once to fully gather everything that is happening here, because there is just so much happening, and the how, where, when, and why, they all do come together, but it's one of those things that it doesn't necessarily come together in the way you might think. So you may be wondering, score-wise, after the way I'm describing this, I'm guessing you can probably guess about where I'm at on the score-wise. Now, thinking about the deputy scale, where do you think I'm going to end up? That pause was intentional. I wanted to see if I've got you so engaged in these podcasts that you actually maybe threw out a number, and let me know if you did. Please let me know if you did. It's like I'm always looking to engage my listeners more actively in these programs. But Tara, what are you doing? Please stop. Ouch! I'm so sorry, but Tara just attacked my foot and he just bit me. Ow. He is one of my exotic kitties, so yeah, a cat bite from him is... Ow. I love him dearly, but he's a pain in the butt. He was a pain in the butt. Yes, you are. He was a baby. But, okay, back to the score. Madam Web, I actually gave this a 5.5 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, if you were at all familiar with the deputy scale, you know that a 5 is a decent story, significant flaws, and a 6 is good story with some flaws. So that you can kind of figure out, but with a 5.5, about roughly where I put that. So it's kind of right in the middle of those two. Now, could there be more to this? Are we going to see more of as this story evolves and everything, as it carries into some of the other more familiar stories that we are more familiar with? Helps if I can word that better right from the get-go. That's one thing. I don't script any of these. I just sit down, I turn on the microphone, get my computer all up and going, and I just sit here and talk to you as if I was talking to somebody here in the room with me. Just, that's how I want to describe these movies. That's how I want to go into the details on these. And so I'm hoping that you're having a lot of fun with this. I know I am. But again, if this is one that you have not checked out yet and one that you've been wanting to, I hope this gives you enough information to help decide on if this is going to be one for you or not. Like I said, if you are a fan at all of the Spider-Man movies, this is kind of a... not necessarily the movie itself, the story is not the prequel to Spider-Man, but there are definite leanings in the movie that lead to the whole pre-Spider-Man stories on that. So I hope you enjoy. If you love getting the latest and greatest movie deputy content, you know which buttons to push. And I will be back soon and give with some more movies for you. Bye-bye.